Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well, all right then, friends.
Oh, yes.
All we have to do is drink beer for
made it to another Friday.
Hell yeah.
We are still employed.
How about that?
Three of us are.
and we are drinking amongst friends.
And let's celebrate another week in the books and celebrate the upcoming weekend for all of us. I will say, I do feel blessed to be drinking with you guys every single week. The original, often imitated, never duplicated, 17 centuries running.
It just we gain a year every week that we do this.
We've been doing this. We've been drinking a lot of beer for a long time. I mean, without craft beer, I would not be a radio broadcaster. That is the God's honest truth. I would not be a show host. Without craft beer, has been an instrumental part of my life for all of these years. I mean, really, I was working at a steakhouse and I was bartending illegally, and they told me to pour a beer for myself one day after my very first shift, and everybody was ordering this unfiltered wheat from the little company called Boulevard Brewing Company, and I tried it and it literally changed my life.
You know what? Somebody asked us that earlier. Like, do you remember the singular moments that changed your life? And yours is, I had a beer when I was illegally bartending.
Well, I lied about being able to bartend. They said, do you know how to bartend? And I said, I sure do.
No, yeah.
I mean, I had an idea,
but
I was not legal to, I was 20 years old at the time when I was doing that. And I had a drink of it.
You weren't drinking a drop, right? No drinking on the job?
Well, I did have. Then they found out, like.
Are you doing shifties?
When I turned like 20, I think when I was like 21 in like 6 months, they're like, wait. You're just, wait.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. They tried to do the math, and I just smiled and moved on. But the beer that we're featuring today on the long-running, award-winning Beer for Breakfast is the Dr. Juice IPA from Parrish Brewing Company, based out of Lafayette, Louisiana.
I had a chance to tour that brewery when we were in Lafayette just a couple of weekends ago.
And we did. Great facilities, good people.
Really nice people.
Yeah, love the inside of that place. Some great artwork, and we'll get to it when we get to the can, speaking about that artwork. But today, the beer has 6% alcohol by volume, being served from this very colorful can. I mean, it just looks like, you ever been to one of those places that have those like really fancy, expensive floors?
Yeah.
Like that are, you know, you're just like, ooh.
That's what you're getting from this. I'm getting headshot vibes.
I mean, if a dude that owned a head shop was very rich.
Yeah. He was going to call it, because he's rich, Dr. Juice. That's like the perfect combo of two things.
But I don't know, like
the swirling colors, and
it's a menagerie of colors.
It does
colors.
Look kind
of
like what you'd see like in a marble sort of finish on counters or floors.
Or if you're going into like a dream sequence into like you're taking LSD
You need a bunch of DMT. Like, this is what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And that little dude, what is he? What is the doctor? Who is that doctor?
He's holding like a hop. And this is a four-hop blend that they use in this one. This beer, generally priced at around $9.99 for a six-pack of 12-ounce cans. Very reasonably priced. But this one was donated to us by our friends over there at Parrish. But that has no influence
on the
rating.
We love
whatsoever.
Donations of beer.
Yeah, we do. Any week I don't have to buy beer, I'm happy. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast, the look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start with the look the Dr. Juice.
Pillowy, frothy whitehead.
Dude, one of the most cloud-like, frothy, pillow-like heads that I have ever seen on a beer. Interesting, because I believe this is the actual lowest ABV hazy that I have ever drank to date. Because 6% for a hazy is real low. Because most hazies are, you know, in that 8 to even 12 range. And just because they mask the alcohol so well with this particular style. But a 6, this is a sessionable hazy.
Sessionable. It is very hazy. You can see the carbonation in there if you look closely, but you have to stare because it's just
a moderate
so hazy.
Amount.
But I mean, the thing that stands out is like the sticky lacing down the side of the glass. This is a refreshing looking beer.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like your normal hazy. It's got that straw yellow, like a light smattering of orange. And as you said,
smattering?
The lacing. This is some of the thickest lacing that I've seen on a IPA ever. Moving on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's take a big whiff of the Dr. Juice IPA from Parrish Brewing.
Is it funny that I just turned the music down so I could smell better?
Well, we got to.
I do that when I drive.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, like, if so I want to see better, turn to the radio.
I mean, so there's a little bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah.
It's not an overwhelming nose. It's no. Fairly muted.
Mild.
You know? Yeah.
Mild nose. No mm-hmm. alcohol. I mean, that's like no shock. It doesn't really smell like beer because, when like, at least my definition
hops.
Of my definition of beer.
The hops, yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong on this. When I say that smells like beer, I usually think of a lager.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Bud
like
Light. That's
like
what pennies. That's what beer, you know, this doesn't, I mean, there's a light, mild hop up front, a little bit of that, like, tropical fruit in there, but again, very, very mild. Again, not an overwhelming nose on this, but it is not, it's not uninviting, that's for sure. So let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, which is...
Goodness.
The taste, my friends. Yeah. Cheers to you.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers to you.
Cheers, cheers.
And cheers to everybody who is listening along with us right now.
I will say that Mahoney very rarely opens a beer and then gets through it and then has to open a second one when he's just going through the taste testing process.
Yeah.
You did that with this one. And the thing that strikes me with the taste is that it tastes like it looks. Like it.
Exactly. You nailed it.
It's frothy, but it's light at the same time. It doesn't feel like a heavy beer.
Nope.
I mean, when you're talking about a hazy,
beers.
Normally, like, you have a couple of them, you kind of start to feel full. This does at 6%, sessionable in that way, but also sessionable in the sense that it's not a heavy, hazy IPA. This is a good, easy drinking beer, man.
Yeah, you get some, like, tangerine in there, you know, passion fruit, grapefruit. You get that first... just like wave of citrus, but it's not overwhelming. I'm actually surprised that this is not juicier. I mean, with a name like Dr. Juice, I was expecting this to be a juice bomb. I really was, similar to some of the other breakfast beers that are out there that, like, you know, are basically mimosas in hazy IPA form.
I think one of my favorite things about this is that it is just so perfectly balanced all the way around. Like, I mean, it looks like it tastes, Dave, you said it perfectly. It is just, I don't even know necessarily if it's a gateway, because it is just, it's just,
it's not hoppy
perfect.
At all. I mean, there's a little dry hop there at the end, but it's very mild. It's not a sharp hop.
I could drink like six of these.
You can do that for $9.99, because that's how they come. $9.99 for a six pack.
It's a pretty good deal.
I think
for
this
a six
is
pack.
I think this is a very, very nicely balanced, easy to drink, hazy IPA. I expected it to not be as light as it was, the mouthfeel. Just under medium body. You look at this and you think this may be medium to heavy body. This isn't even at medium body. This is under medium body. So just somewhere, you know, like rare plus. This is light plus. I think this is really refreshing and overall a very pleasing beer. The drinkability for me at 6%, this is an insanely easy to drink IPA. Being priced at $9.99 for a six pack, I think is more than reasonable. I think that price point is spot on. I really do. I think
you're talking about $1.50 a beer.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a really good
deal.
This
is a really quality, solidly produced IPA, and I normally wouldn't expect hazies to be a beer that I would want to bring on the golf course or a beer that I would want to bring on the boat, because they sit a little too heavy for me personally. This one does not sit heavy in any way, shape, or
form. I'll tell you, as a boat owner, not to flex here, that is a boat beer.
That's a boat beer, without question. As far as hazies go, you know, this one does, as I said, it's probably the lowest percentage hazy that I've ever encountered in my beer drinking time, and I am a fan overall of this. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
You absolutely can. Hear you.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Dr. Juice IPA from Parrish Brewing a 3.9 out of 5.
Hey. Dave looks disappointed. You were expecting 4?
I think it's
I think it's like a
4-1.
You're
way off on that.
No,
it's like
I'm
a 4-4.
No.
Oh.
Dave, I can't help but compare this to Ghost in the Machine, which is their premier.
That's not
product.
Fair. You don't compare it to other beers.
I can't.
You're comparing it to something else.
I want more.
What a total miss on Mahoney's part. Absolute fail. That is a 4-4 beer.
That is a
great sessionable IPA. I'm disappointed in you.
It's 3.9, man.